二、新题型专练。一、听独白，图片排序。听下面两段独白，按照你所听内容的先后顺序，将下列图片排序，每段独白读两遍。
Passage 5. Every one of us has some bad days when we feel sad, down, or tired. That's normal. You'll value our good days only when you have gone through those bad days. Here's some advice to help you feel better when you're on bad days. First, try to smile every day. Keeping smiling can give you the courage to get over difficulties. Second, listen to your favorite music. Listening to music can relax your body and mind. Third, take some me time. You can find pleasure in reading a book or something like that. Fourth, go on a journey and forget all your troubles. Finally, communicate more with your parents and ask them for help. They will cheer you up. You'll be surprised to find that your difficulties are a piece of cake for them. Usually, they can give you some useful suggestions.
Every one of us has some bad days when we feel sad, down, or tired. That's normal. You'll value our good days only when you have gone through those bad days. Here's some advice to help you feel better when you're on bad days. First, try to smile every day. Keeping smiling can give you the courage to get over difficulties. Second, listen to your favorite music. Listening to music can relax your body and mind. Third, take some me time. You can find pleasure in reading a book or something like that. Fourth, go on a journey and forget all your troubles. Finally, communicate more with your parents and ask them for help. They will cheer you up. You'll be surprised to find that your difficulties are a piece of cake for them. Usually, they can give you some useful suggestions.
Passage 6. Hello, everyone. I'm Andy, and I had a really wonderful weekend last week. On Saturday morning, I got up early and bought some fruits in the nearby supermarket. Then I rode my bike and went to visit my grandparents. They live not far from us. When seeing me, they were very happy, and they prepared a lot of delicious food for me. In the afternoon, I went to see a new film with my friends. It was really fantastic. After dinner, I practiced the guitar for 1 hour. My teacher praised me for the progress I had made. I was so happy. On Sunday morning, I did my homework carefully. In the afternoon, I helped my parents do some housework. I think it's also a way to show my love to my parents. Hello, everyone. I'm Andy, and I had a really wonderful weekend last week. On Saturday morning, I got up early and bought some fruits in the nearby supermarket. Then I rode my bike and went to visit my grandparents. They live not far from us. When seeing me, they were very happy, and they prepared a lot of delicious food for me. In the afternoon, I went to see a new film with my friends. It was really fantastic. After dinner, I practiced the guitar for 1 hour. My teacher praised me for the progress I had made. I was so happy. On Sunday morning, I did my homework carefully. In the afternoon, I helped my parents do some housework. I think it's also a way to show my love to my parents.
Two, 匹配题。
Passage 7.
听下面一段独白，根据所听内容，找出与下列人物相对应的活动。每段独白读两遍。
What do people usually do in their spare time? Different people may have different choices. Here are some answers. Mrs. Green is 76 years old, and she prefers going outside to staying at home. She usually walks the dog when she is free. The dog is her only family member. Mrs. White has to work hard on weekdays as well as look after her kids, so she feels very tired. In her spare time, she would like to go shopping and buy some beautiful clothes for herself. Jack is a young man who has just got married. When he is not busy, he usually watches movies with his wife. They both love action movies. Maria is a college student, and reading is her favorite. You can always find her in the school library. As a 15-year-old boy, Tom likes playing basketball with his friends very much. They often play it after school.
What do people usually do in their spare time? Different people may have different choices. Here are some answers. Mrs. Green is 76 years old, and she prefers going outside to staying at home. She usually walks the dog when she is free. The dog is her only family member. Mrs. White has to work hard on weekdays, as well as look after her kids, so she feels very tired. In her spare time, she would like to go shopping and buy some beautiful clothes for herself. Jack is a young man who has just got married. When he is not busy, he usually watches movies with his wife. They both love action movies. Maria is a college student, and reading is her favorite. You can always find her in the school library. As a 15-year-old boy, Tom likes playing basketball with his friends very much. They often play it after school.
Passage 8.
听下面一段独白，根据所听内容，找出与下列习语相对应的图片。每段独白读两遍。
Here are some fun idioms about animals. The first one is a cold fish, and it means you are unfriendly and have no facial expressions, like,I have never seen my cousin smile. He is really a cold fish. The second one is, let the cat out of the bag, meaning you make a secret or something important known to others. Like, I was trying to keep the party a secret, but my friend let the cat out of the bag. The third one is, put somebody's monkey up. You can use it when you make others very, very, very angry,Like, I broke my brother's favorite cups, and I really put his monkey up. The fourth one is, get on the high horse. It shows that you look down upon anyone or anything in your opinion. You won the first place in the race and got on the high horse. The fifth one is, no spring chicken. It means you describe a person who is not young anymore.Your grandpa is 85, and he is no spring chicken. Hope you have learned all the idioms.
Here are some fun idioms about animals. The first one is a cold fish, and it means you are unfriendly and have no facial expressions. Like, I have never seen my cousin smile. He is really a cold fish.The second one is, let the cat out of the bag, meaning you make a secret or something important known to others. Like, I was trying to keep the party a secret, but my friend let the cat out of the bag. The third one is, put somebody's monkey up. you can use it when you make others very, very, very angry. Like, I broke my brother's favorite cups, and I really put his monkey up. The fourth one is get on the high horse. It shows that you look down upon anyone or anything in your opinion. You won the first prize in the race and got on the high horse. The fifth one is no spring chicken. It means you describe a person who is not young anymore. Your grandpa is 85 and he is no spring chicken. Hope you have learned all the idioms.